Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL last night, Aaron Rodgers threw for 305 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Packers overwhelmed the undermanned 49ers 34-17. San Francisco was down several key players last night due to injuries and some being on the COVID-19 reserve list. Receiver Kendrick Bourne tested positive Wednesday, and the NFL is reportedly looking into whether Bourne was wearing a mask as per the league's health and safety rules. In NBA news, player representatives have voted to support a plan to start the next season, 72 games, on December 22nd. There's still plenty to work out, but the NBA draft is scheduled for November 18th, and if the plan prevails, training camps will begin on December 1st. In college football news, Syracuse defensive back Trill Williams is following former star safety Andre Sisco out the door, opting out of the rest of the 2020 season and entering the 2021 NFL draft. Williams played in 28 games for Syracuse and had 93 tackles, 4 interceptions, and 3 forced fumbles in his 3 seasons. He scored a remarkable touchdown in the season finale against Wake Forest last year, forcing a fumble and returning it 94 yards for the winning touchdown in overtime. In the NHL, the Rangers have avoided arbitration and agreed to a 2-year, $9 million contract with center Ryan Strome. The 27-year-old set a career high last season with 59 points on 18 goals and 41 assists. And lastly, ESPN is laying off about 300 employees and cutting about 500 jobs from its global workforce due to the pandemic. The company says the decision was made after exhausting other measures such as furloughs and budget cuts. In addition to the layoffs, the company is planning to leave about 200 vacant positions unfilled. I'm Jesse King.